T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And now, it's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
All right, Hollywood, what do you got for us today, man? You just, one thing about it, man, you seem to find a lot of junk during this crazy time we're living in right now. What do you have today?
Well, I spend too much time on Twitter. It's all basically junk on there right now. But this is just an update today on the story from yesterday. You guys remember Dan Maples?
Yeah.
The insurance agent who likes hot yoga, traveling, cooking, and mentoring others.
Right.
Who went absolutely nuts at a Fort Myers Costco screaming at an elderly couple.
Yep.
So he got fired from his job. And this video popped up on Twitter. This is funny here. This is a woman acting as his wife, and here's what she had to say.
I know that a lot of y'all have seen that video of my husband Dan asserting his American rights in Costco. So I just want to clear a few things up about it, okay? Dan was not threatened in the Costco. I know that he was like, I feel threatened, but he was not threatened at all. He wasn't scared at all, were you, babe? No. No, see, I feel threatened is it's actually our family's crest, so we just say it sometimes. Like, he said it to me in our wedding vows, you know? He was like, I feel threatened. And I was like, I do too. Second of all, we don't wear masks in this family. I have asthma. Dan has asthma. Our children, Jackson, Oakland, Sabateri, hydrochloroquine, they all have asthma when it's convenient for them to have it. So, you know, we don't wear masks. Like, the other day I met this girl, and she was like, you're not wearing a mask, it's so dangerous. And I was like, well, if you're so scared, then why don't you stay home? And then she was like, well, if you don't want to wear a mask, why don't you stay home? And then I was like, what did I say, babe? I don't remember what I said, but I told her. You know, I see a lot of people talking about online and on the TV, they're talking about, well, wearing a mask, it's just like wearing a condom. And to that I say, please don't say condom. Well, my 7-year-old is in the room. But no, wearing a mask is not like wearing a condom, okay? And I'll tell you why, because you can't get pregnant from your mouth. And don't even try to fact check me on that, because I Googled this before I made this video, y'all, because I learned my lesson last time. You can't get pregnant through your mouth.
Jeez. This woman, come on. Jeez. Some woman trying to get into showbiz.
It's kind of funny.
That was pretty funny.
It's kind of
over 5 million views on Twitter, by the way.
And you know what? There's going to be people going, what's wrong with his wife?
Yeah, exactly.
Right. I feel threatened.
She's pretty good in entertainment, though. Maybe we needed that moment right there. Mm. Oh, my God. All right, Woody.
All right, back to some more bad stories here. This was yesterday. Mike Perry from the UFC got into a restaurant fight, a bar fight, as he was leaving a Texas restaurant. Long story short here, he got into a fight with a waitress and a waiter inside the restaurant. They said he was drinking too many berry mojitos, and they cut him off. And he went and punched one of the waiters, then got into quite the altercation outside where he was screaming the N-word, punched an old man. They also alleged that he hit a woman during this whole thing as well, who was ID'd as a friend of Perry's girlfriend. So, I mean, this whole thing is a mess. The elderly man, by the way, that he punched Got basically knocked out. He hit his head as he was falling. You know, this thing's
yeah. That's
this
what
a really
this guy does
story.
For a living. He kicks yeah. people's ass.
Right,
like,
right.
like
exactly.
The last thing. It's so funny you said this. So, I was getting an Uber ride, and a guy goes, "Man, I got in a fight, and I found out the guy was a UFC guy." And I go, "Well, what?" He goes, "Well, I didn't know he's a smaller guy. He was a badass, though." I was like, "Yeah, but honestly." Those UFC guys shouldn't be fighting outside, right? Like, you would
agree,
think, like, come on, man. Aren't you getting enough practice and enough matches that you have to friggin' go kick ass and act like an idiot? And I know the guy's pretty good and he trains down here, but what a jack-off that guy is, man. What? All right, sorry, I didn't mean jack-off because I don't want to get in trouble. What an ass clown.
There you go.
Well, I guess he's going to find out the hard way that if you're a trained UFC fighter, the laws, I think, are a little bit different for you than it would be for him or for me if I got into a bar fight. So,
yeah, those are
yeah.
Bad.
If you're a train if you're like, a trained fighter, you can't go around right. hitting people like that.
Like if you see a smaller guy and you're going, well, he's about 5'10", about 160. Hey, but before I know you're acting crazy and stuff, and you're really making me mad. But you're not a UFC guy. He goes, yeah, I am. I go, all right. You might as well be 6'6", 320. I'm out.
Right, right.
The sad part of this story is, well, I guess he punched the restaurant worker in the face inside the restaurant, but he could have walked away from the altercation outside. And instead, he just kept going. He's screaming racial slurs. And just
there's
really,
Berry Mojitos in him.
They're yeah, like he was drinking Berry Mojitos inside.
Right, what's the big boss do?
Dana White?
What's he do?
He'll probably accept his apology, I'm guessing.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, we'll see him in 2 weeks, right, on another island.
Fight Island, right. Headliner for UFC 2008, whatever it is.
I mean, this isn't the first guy to punch an old man in the face from the UFC. Conor McGregor did it, famously.
Right. Yeah, but the guy wouldn't drink the guy wouldn't drink his liquor, man. I mean, come on, that liquor's doing well. Guy's buying everybody liquor in a pub, come on.
You forgot to mention Conor's really good for business, by the way.
Oh, Conor's good for business.
All right, this is a really sad story here in tennis. Novak Djokovic believes that he is the victim of a witch hunt right now. As he told a Serbian newsletter that he sees a lot of criticism lately. Much of it is malicious. It's obviously more than just criticism. It's like an agenda and a witch hunt that people are on. Someone has to take the fall, a big name. Now, Djokovic thinks he is the victim here of a witch hunt. Of course, he had that tournament up there in Croatia, along with that huge party at the nightclub that he had, and everyone basically that was around him tested positive for COVID.
Right. So I saw that. He was whining a little bit, whining, cheesing a little bit there. So my thought was this, like, if you're an athlete, and even if you're really good, but you're not real popular, and Novak is that. Listen, Novak's clearly the best tennis player in the world. Clearly the best. But he's not very liked. He's not even close to Federer or Nadal as far as popularity overall. Great player, but he rubs people, a lot of people, the wrong way. So, I don't know if you guys agree with this theory, but if, you know, if you're somebody that people don't really like that much and you do something like this, like he made a mistake. He doesn't, you know, at some point people are going to stop. But they're blasting him pretty good. Anyway.
Not a light guy. What do you expect's going to happen?
He's just not. You very seldom, you go around and you ask tennis fans, like, hey, who you want to win? And go, anybody playing Djokovic? I go, oh, okay. Yeah, he's just never been. It's crazy because he might, when it's all said and done, there's a good chance he's going to have more majors than anybody in tennis. But. Just
not going to be like, right, that's it.
Just not
popular.
Not real popular. But could be the greatest player of all time.
Oof.
I know.
I hope Fed's not listening today. All right, you guys already get to the NBA
Fed's
here.
Fed's fine.
Yeah, don't your boyfriend upset. So Troy Daniels from the NBA posted a picture of the quarantine meal that they're eating in the hotel rooms in Disney. You guys, we talked about it yesterday, actually. It looks kind of like airplane food or something. It's all like wrapped sandwiches and stuff. So he posted a picture of his meal. Kyle Kuzma, a couple hours later, posted a picture of his meal, and it was like a big spread of sushi. So SB Nation wrote an article yesterday saying this: on the other end of the spectrum, we have LeBron James and the Lakers, who somehow managed to get a gourmet, delicious-looking sushi dinner, while the rest of the league ate a tray of food that looked like it was hastily thrown together at a rest stop. LeBron also posted some food. I think he had a Taco Tuesday deal going on there. The only problem with this story, guys, is the Lakers are not in Orlando.
Oh, that'll do it.
They have not made the trip down. So they, if you did a little research on that story before it went up there, yeah, the Lakers have not made it in there yet. And that's why their food looked significantly better, because they're eating whatever they want at home.
Right.
Yeah. All right.
So we'll try again next time on that story.
It's still hard for me to imagine LeBron's going to be getting crappy food when he gets to Disney. Like, they're going to give him dried up bread and a 3-day piece of, you know, ham and cheese sandwich or something, right?
No, I think they're going to give him the same food. I really do. I know he's the king and all, but.
Well, you're allowed, what is it, 37 personnel for each team? You think that it's only 36 for the Lakers because LeBron's got a chef coming also?
LeBron's going to get the big suite there, isn't he?
Right, he should get half the hotel.
They'll let him sleep in Cinderella's castle in that room they have there. Like the king. All right. By the way, the facility's not great for the WNBA. Have you seen where they're staying? They are they're in Bradenton, Florida. They're going to be playing at IMG Academy, but the rooms there look like a mess. One of the rooms had a mouse trap on the wall. Other rooms, they showed pictures that had worms crawling around the carpets. Joe, this kind of looked like the dorms you stayed in back in the day.
Oh, nothing against St. Thomas. Nothing against St. Thomas University in down there in North Miami. Nothing against it. I'm not taking any shots at you, but you had the biggest cockroaches, even bigger than the Berkeley cockroaches, and they were big. Berkeley cockroaches were huge.
Really? Wow.
But and then they had cockroaches. I don't remember them flying out in Berkeley. These bastards could fly. Some of these were flying cockroaches. Yeah.
And
I
just
said
really
that
quick
to the
here,
priest.
Guys.
He didn't think it was funny.
I'll just wrap it up with this. You know, we talked about the PPP loans that all the companies were getting and all the sports organizations got yesterday. Floyd Mayweather was one of the recipients of those.
Brady. Yeah.
Tom Brady's company has received the loan from the government that fell in the $350,000 to $1 million tier. Brady's TB12 company recently came out with a new product called Protect, which is billed as an immunity blend supplement that he released here during the pandemic. $45 a bottle. We'll get you Brady's immunity concoction, whatever it is.
It's working.
You can be Tom Brady.
He just signed a 2-year, $50 million deal, but he did need the government bailout as well.
Yeah, that just doesn't sit real well, does it? Like, of all the people, like,
made over $253 million during his 20 years with the Patriots as well.
Yeah, I'll take
everyone likes a good handout, though, right?
Don't worry, man. She makes a lot more than that.
Right.
That's not even close.
He's struggling.
She's slowing down. Yeah. Yeah. You don't get that very often where you're, no matter what you make as a star, maybe the greatest player of all time, and your wife makes 2 or 3 times more money than you do every year.
Well, also considering the fact that he makes, what, $20 million, $25 million a year. It's not like he's making chump change.
No, it's
and he's still the low man of the totem pole.
And she looks good, too. All right. Hey, listen. We got 8 o'clock hour coming up. We'll jump back on. How are we doing on our poll, guys? How's our poll looking this morning?
Right. At Joe Rose Show, what Dolphin rookie will have the biggest impact this season? A little over 200 votes right now. Tua in the lead at 37%. Robert Hunt, 25%. Austin Jackson, 20%. 18% other.
All right. Wonder who that other could be. All right. Well, I'll tell you what. This guy's not an other. Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage. He's the guy you need to call. So, fixed rate mortgages. Everybody knows that. I guess everybody's heard everybody's refinancing and you haven't done it yet, and because you don't want to deal with banks. Like, oh, the banks are such a pain in the butt. They're hours and getting an appointment. And meanwhile, all you have to do for Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage to get these fantastic rates, and you don't even know what your rate is. Oh, I haven't done it for so long, I don't know. What do you find out? You could save hundreds of dollars every month by getting these fixed rate mortgages, which are now in the twos. With Michael Kotze. You can get approved quickly. You can get it done. You have a question. you know, you want somebody that's really going to bust their butt to get this done for you real quickly. Well, that's what Mike Okotsie at Choice Mortgage does. Fixed rate mortgages are in the twos, no prepayment penalty, lifetime opportunity for you to do something you've been wanting to do, you keep forgetting about. Well, get it started. Let Mike Okotsie at Choice Mortgage get it done for you. He works 7 days a week. Tell you what, there ain't no banker's hours when you talk about Mike Okotsie. 7 days a week, night, morning, day, you can always get a hold of him. And by the way, people, well, tell me more. Well, first of all, he's been in business since 1994. He's got a AAA rating with a Better Business Bureau. Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 166254. You want to go with somebody that's been around, that's really good, and going to give you fantastic service. I know you're going to love Mike Okotsie. 561-441-2730. I want you to call or text him. 561-441-2730. Find out what your rate is now and what it can be. You're going to save a lot of money. You'll be glad you did. So now's the time, man. Mike Okotsie at Choice Mortgage.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.